We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, gracious viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme NASA Television airs 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
en Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA, en Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente, and in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión, in Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates an additional 3.5 million euros to assist Serbia. In animal news, Indian environmental organizations provide free bird feeders to help increase the house sparrow population. In community news, an American homeless man returns $1,440 found on the street. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 14th, is Vaisakhi, a vibrant harvest festival celebrated in parts of northern India. It is also the joyful Sikh New Year festival, one of the most significant dates on the Sikh calendar. This auspicious occasion commemorates the founding of the Sikh Khalsa Brotherhood and Sisterhood in 1699 by Guru Gobind Singh. Members of the Khalsa, which means pure, practice compassion by revering all beings, humans and animals alike, and adopting the plant-based diet. Devotion to spiritual practice, including meditation and the daily reciting of prayers, is very important to the Khalsa faithful. The decoration and visiting of Sikh temples or gurudwaras, processions and parades, and singing and dancing are among the traditions of this holy day. Many Sikhs also choose to be baptized into the Khalsa at this special time. May all our Sikh brethren have a blessed Vaisakhi.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan, with the National Police Agency confirming more than 13,300 fatalities and over 15,000 missing persons after the March 11th earthquake and tsunami. The death toll is still expected to rise as many communities continue to assess residents previously unaccounted for. As of Wednesday, April 13th, 140,000 people remained in emergency shelters, mostly in the worst-hit Miyagi, Iwate and Fukushima prefectures, while others have moved to other areas. The Health, Labor and Welfare Ministry dispatched water trucks to affected areas as 300,000 households across 8 prefectures are without water. On Wednesday morning, Sendai Airport in Miyagi Prefecture welcomed its first incoming flight since being largely submerged at the time of the disaster, with the hope of resuming full services by September.
The historic 9.0 magnitude quake also generated a 2-meter-high tsunami wave that hit the U.S. West Coast, and police announced on Tuesday that the body of 25-year-old Dustin Weber of California had been identified after being found earlier in April, some 500 kilometers north of where he had gone missing.
Economic impacts of the disaster also continue to surface as a shortage of parts from Japan's Toyota Motor Corporation, the world's largest automaker, may result in the temporary shutdown of some of its overseas plants.
At the Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, Fukushima Daiichi Nuclear Power Plant, workers made some progress in removing highly radioactive water filling the basements of the turbine buildings at reactors number 1, 2, and 3, as well as their connecting trenches. The toxic fluid has been hampering efforts to restore the plant's cooling systems, a step crucial to stabilizing the now level 7 nuclear crisis. As of Wednesday morning, the water had been lowered by 4 to 5 centimeters. During the night on Tuesday, coolant water was also sprayed into a spent nuclear fuel pool of reactor number 4 after finding that the temperature had risen from the normal range of 20 to 30 degrees Celsius up to 90 degrees. TEPCO later confirmed that the reactor's spent nuclear fuel rods had been damaged. Prior to the spraying operation, radiation in the air above the pool had also increased to higher than normal. In an effort to assist, French nuclear engineering firm Areva SA sent 8 experts to the plant. As the severity of the nuclear accident was raised to the worst level of 7, the same as the 1986 Chernobyl disaster, a congressional hearing was held in Washington, D.C., USA, to discuss what would happen if a similar event should occur at any of the nuclear plants in the U.S.
In the coastal waters near the plant, samples retrieved 15 kilometers from the city of Minamisoma, Fukushima Prefecture, contained radioactive iodine at concentrations 23 times higher than permissible by law. Moreover, the Science Ministry announced on Tuesday that small amounts of radioactive strontium had been detected in soil and plants outside the 30-kilometer zone around the plant. Strontium is among the most harmful radioactive substances as it can accumulate in the bones over many years and is cancer-causing. The government on Wednesday banned shipments of shiitake mushrooms from 5 cities, 8 towns and 3 Fukushima prefecture villages near the plant due to concerns over high radiation. Farmers in Fukushima prefecture continue throwing out milk daily after shipments from dairy farms in the prefecture had been halted due to radiation concerns last month.
our thankfulness for the Japanese and international governments, relief workers, and all nuclear experts and personnel whose continued efforts are easing the disaster conditions. With heaven's grace, may the regularity of daily lives be restored to the people of Japan as humanity's greater benevolence ensures the balance of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens speak out. People in countries across the world, including Bahrain, Canada, Chile, France, Honduras, Palestine, and the U.S., continue to stand up for their rights and those of others as they gather to demand better living and work conditions, as well as greater freedom of expression and government representation.
Palestinian human rights group ADAMIR is asking for international monitoring after Israeli forces were observed carrying out acts of violence against Palestinians in the village of Awata following a March 11th incident in which a Jewish family living in a nearby settlement was killed. On Tuesday, a group of Israeli soldiers held 20 members of one family captive in a room of their home, while other troops destroyed interior walls, broke furniture, and uprooted surrounding trees. An elderly woman reports that her home has been raided 5 times, with her sons being severely beaten as her property was damaged. In Honduras, National Front Party and Labor Union members were joined by taxi drivers as well as students for a general strike across the country to protest higher fuel costs and the government's suspension of 305 teachers who had been calling for better wages and living conditions.
Prensa Latina reports that the indigenous Mapuche people in Chile's southern region of Los Ríos have fled into the mountains following a series of raids by police using pellets and tear gas. The Mapuche have been involved in a struggle to be officially recognized as an indigenous group and for a return of ancestral lands currently held by loggers, farmers, and other individuals.
In Bahrain, Abdul Karim Al-Fakrawi has become the fourth citizen known to have perished in government custody Mr. Al-Fakhrawi, a bookshop owner and investor in Al-Wasat, an independent daily newspaper that was under investigation for its anti-government statements, had disappeared on April 4th when he went to file a complaint with police over the conduct of security forces who had demolished his home. Human Rights Watch has meanwhile called upon the Bahraini government to drop charges against three Al-Wasat employees who resigned under duress. As part of the government's ongoing efforts to stifle protesters calling for a constitutional monarchy and human rights, troops razed yet another mosque in the village of Hamad on Tuesday as the sixth to be destroyed in just 3 days. Riot police also continued a siege on the village of Karsakan, while pro-government supporters have been attacking the village of Al-Malikiya.
The Canadian Peace Alliance, StopWar.ca, and other peace organizations marched through the streets of Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver, calling for their government to withdraw troops from Afghanistan, as well as an end to all global conflict, as they demanded that war funds be spent instead on social services such as healthcare, affordable housing, and universal childcare.
In the U.S., 250 legal scholars, including U.S. President Barack Obama's former constitutional law professor Lawrence Tribe, have signed a letter protesting the ill treatment of Officer Bradley Manning, who has been accused of providing WikiLeaks with U.S. military and diplomatic documents, stating that the harsh measures he has endured are both dishonorable and unconstitutional. Leaders and dignitaries from the United Kingdom, United Arab Emirates, United Nations, Arab League, African Union, and North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, met on Wednesday in Doha, Qatar, to discuss the uprising and crisis in Libya. As the participants emphasized that Colonel Muammar Gaddafi and his regime had lost all legitimacy, they stated that he must resign from power to allow the Libyan people to choose their own leadership. They also agreed to establish a temporary trust fund for donations from the international community to assist in the functioning of the Interim Transitional National Council.
Also on Wednesday, former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak was officially detained for 15 days of questioning, as were his sons Ala and Gamal, in connection with government corruption and the authorization of violence against protesters. Others who have also been detained for questioning on charges of abuse of power include ruling party Secretary General Safawat el-Sharif, Speaker of Parliament Fatih Sorour, as well as several other former government ministers and top regime officials.
While we remain deeply saddened by the deaths and suffering of so many people, we are heartened by the dawning of peace in regions of unrest, and we pray for an end to all conflict in anticipation of the day when people of every nation live harmoniously in shared safety, dignity, and freedom.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
India's Prime Minister visits China. On Tuesday, April 12th, Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh arrived in Sanya, China for meetings with President Hu Jintao. Having designated 2011 as the year of China-India exchange, the two leaders spoke of furthering relations both in terms of continued high-level discussions as well as specific areas such as expanding trade and information exchange.
They also pledged to encourage peace and prosperity in Asia and the rest of the world. While in China, Prime Minister Singh is also attending the third BRICS summit, which brings together leaders from Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Remarking on the importance of his visit, Prime Minister Singh stated, "The India-China relationship is a key relationship which has now acquired global significance."
"Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your amicable and productive time together. May such harmonious relations continue to expand, bringing the highest benefit to the people of India, China, and neighbors across the globe."
Alzheimer's genes identified. Alzheimer's researchers have identified 5 additional genes that add to the risk of dementia in later life. The newly discovered genes bring the total to 10, found to be related to the ailment that affects 35 million people globally, and open up new doors for scientists to develop a treatment for the disease. International Study Lead Professor Julie Williams of Cardiff University in the United Kingdom said, "What I find exciting is that we have found specific gene processes, to identify treatments. She further stated that if the effect of these genes could be eliminated, the number of Alzheimer cases could be reduced by 60%. Bravo, Professor Williams, and other international scientists on this discovery. We look forward to the day that diseases such as Alzheimer's are a thing of the past, as scientific knowledge helps reveal more insights about our steps to a clear mind and healthy body.
Successful second round of inter-Korean volcano talks held. As previously announced by the Unification Ministry in Seoul, South Korea, North and South Korean civilian experts met on Tuesday, April 12th, to resume discussions first held in mid-March about cooperatively researching the volcano within the Korean Peninsula's highest peak, Mount Baekdu. Although dormant since 1903, experts have said that recent signs such as increased seismic activity, as well as satellite images, indicate an active volcano core. One shared concern is the potential devastation of crops, since an eruption could lower regional temperatures for months. We are grateful, North and South Korean scientists, for your agreement to work together on this important matter. Our best wishes for your cordial and productive collaborations to ensure the safety and well-being of people across the Korean Peninsula.
Save our planet.
Methane, which is produced by from two sources primarily, from animal waste.
42nd, U.S. President
dump.
Speaks about climate change. During a recent conference of the Clinton Global Initiative at the University of California, San Diego in California, USA, former U.S. President Bill Clinton candidly shared his concerns about global warming in a press conference. Mr. Clinton is the founder of the William J. Clinton Foundation, which promotes international courses such as AIDS prevention and climate change solutions. This Clinton Global Initiative conference brought together thousands of members of the public, along with supportive celebrities such as singer Mandy Moore and actors Drew Barrymore and Sean Penn.
I think the manifestations of climate change in all probability will be the biggest environmental issue everywhere. I think there will be, in many parts of the world, major conflicts over water. And I think there will be food production issues. The previous decade had tripled the number of, in dollar terms, the losses from natural disasters of any previous decade, as measured by payouts on insurance policies. We are now getting to the point where some of these things may not be insurable anymore.
Mr. Clinton further responded to a question from Supreme Master Television regarding the effectiveness of addressing livestock production as a rapid solution to mitigate global warming. In late 2010, His Excellency had adopted a near-vegan diet that he said has greatly improved his health.
Methane, which is produced by from two sources primarily, from animal waste and urban garbage dumps, takes 12 years to fully disperse in the atmosphere. But by contrast, carbon dioxide can take 50 to 100 years to disperse in the atmosphere. So just in the last 2 months, climate change scientists have concluded that while looking at all their data about the destruction of the planet, we still need to try to reduce aggregate greenhouse gases 80% by 2050. We all know it's going to be hard to do with the population growing and with the technology still emerging.
Going on to speak about solutions, Mr. Clinton described more of the recent studies that have pointed to other factors besides carbon dioxide as effective ways to address global warming.
So this report that came out in the last couple of months said, however, if you went after the two most potent, quickly dispersing forms of greenhouse gases, methane and its variants, and black carbon, and you made an aggressive effort to get rid of them, or it went way down, then you might buy the entire world another 20 years to deal with the larger issue. And it's because it's so much cheaper to go after black carbon and methane, relatively speaking, than to change the whole structure by which carbon dioxide goes in the atmosphere. And I've spent a lot of time trying to do that.
We appreciate Your Excellency Mr. Bill Clinton for your philanthropic endeavors, including those directed toward addressing climate change by reducing the warming agents that are also tied to animal raising. May we similarly join in efforts to such effective policies and lifestyles to restore the balance of our earth.
Tonight, volunteers. Do we have a group of volunteers in the house tonight?
During a December 2010 press conference after the United Nations Climate Change Summit in Cancun, Mexico, Supreme Master Ching-Hai spoke about the urgency of eliminating short-lived warming substances to more quickly cool the atmosphere.
Scientists are now saying that we must take advantage of shorter-lived emissions like methane, which hits the atmosphere 100 times more than CO2 but disappear quickly in 9 or 12 years, while black carbon or soot disappears within a few weeks. We are living the worst case scenario, and the scientists are crying out for us to hit the emergency brake now and hard. So it's the emergency brake that we need, and the place to start is the livestock industry. Stop livestock industry, then consequently we stop like 91% of the warming effect. 91%. Therefore, respected journalists, ladies and gentlemen, your noble mission is not only to save this planet, but also to restore the benevolence of the human's heart. We must shape our future on virtue and compassion. Then all generations hereafter shall thrive and flourish.
How are you, friends? I'm Hoppy the Hispid Hare, and I'm following a low-carbon emission plant-based diet. Today I have a tip from beloved Supreme Master Ching-Hai. Metal string that's twisted around a sliced bread loaf cover. You can save for later use. You can also tie them together to make it longer for other purposes. Our many thanks for ever thoughtful Supreme Master Ching-Hai for this great suggestion. And thank you, eco-viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thanks for tuning in. Now the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, the European Union donates an additional 3.5 million euros to assist Serbia. The funds will be used for a one-year project to help improve the standard of living of approximately 70,000 refugees and 210,000 displaced people. The Serbian government is also working to better their conditions and employment rights by supporting local governments in overcoming any challenges in this area. Our sincere gratitude, European Union, for your generosity, and Serbia for your ongoing concern and care for brethren. May all children of God thrive in welcoming homes.
In animal news, Indian environmental organizations provide free bird feeders to help increase the house sparrow population. The Bahrani Foundation India held the project Save Our Sparrows and partnered with the Nature Forever Society of Maharashtra to distribute 52,000 bird feeders across the country. They were given to interested schools, various institutes, and citizens. The feeders can be installed in yards, balconies, as well as on office premises. The eco groups were also working to set a Guinness World Record for handing out the most bird feeders in the world in a single day. Our many thanks, Bahrani Foundation and the Nature Forever Society, for your efforts to safeguard the precious house sparrows. May all winged messengers of the divine be cherished and protected evermore. Coming up, an honest man returns $1,440 he picked up on the street. We'll take a moment to give thanks to the Creator for the abundance in our life. Stay tuned for more hopeful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for an exemplary world. In community news, an American homeless man returns $1,440 found on the street. Mr. John Cavanaugh of Westchester, Pennsylvania, discovered the cash in an envelope while he was walking. He gave it to the local police department, who were able to locate the owner, Mr. Robert Stauffer. The envelope had fallen out of his pocket. In explaining his action, Mr. Cavanaugh said, "It could have been somebody's rent money or something, you know. They could use it. It could set you back." Mr. Stauffer, who's an attorney, has offered Mr. Cavanaugh a monetary award and also pledged to donate to a food bank. Bravo, Mr. John Cavanaugh, for your exemplary honesty. May you soon have a cozy home and bright future with God's abundant love.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Selecting Fruit.
An expensively dressed lady was selecting fruit. Her dog was licking the apples on the shelf, one after another. The boss was a little annoyed, but still politely asked the lady to watch her dog. So she at once shouted at the dog strictly, "Stop licking! The apples are not washed. They're dirty."
And now for our viewers' heartlines on The Secret to Success of Organic Farming, presented on Planet Earth, our loving home. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
"This is the best so far," we see from South Korea.
"Well done, Yala from Greece."
"Amazing, this is very inspiring. I'm going to start an organic vegetable business." Beware from Uruguay.
Earth-loving VC Gayla and Uruguayan friend, thank you for your enthusiastic comments. The bountiful produce from Hellman's Organic Farm in Austria truly shows us the abundant harvest and joys gifted by this planet-protecting method. May heaven bless you and all the nature-loving people of South Korea, Uruguay, and Greece.
Do you have a heartland today? We very much appreciate your heartlands and stories from your area. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with an elevating spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Cuba celebrates the 50th anniversary of its first daycare centers, whose objectives include helping children gain abilities in various areas to best prepare them for the future, as well as supporting women in work or study.
Poland's President Bronislaw Komorowski and his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev agree on a joint panel to create a bilingual plaque commemorating the late Polish leader Lech Kaczynski and 95 other dignitaries who perished in a plane crash, as well as the Katyn tragedy in which thousands of Poles passed away.
Constable Kurt War, a police officer from the Bay of Plenty in New Zealand, went beyond the call of duty as he risked his life to enter a smoke-filled house and rescue a woman found lying on the second floor, carrying her out to safety before firefighters arrived.
For his selfless actions of valor, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Constable War with the Shining World Hero Award. An online survey conducted by the Alcohol Education and Rehabilitation Foundation shows that 75% of Australians are against mixing alcohol with energy drinks, with 59% who say they would support a ban on pre-mixed versions of these harmful products.
For his uniquely lyrical and elegant films, as well as his political and social involvement, Italian director Bernardo Bertolucci has been selected to receive an honorary Palme d'Or at France's upcoming Cannes Film Festival in May.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.